Where were we? Wild, yeah. Horses that don't belong to anyone.
Maverick.
Okay. What about those little rodents that have little mounds and they pop up out of their holes?
Prairie dogs.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to Cloudcroft and seen those little things that run around? They're brown and they have like a little black stripe, a little white stripe, but they're really tiny.
Are you talking about skunks?
Well, tinier, little things, like no bigger than a mouse.
Squirrels?
Well, smaller.
Chipmunks.
Yeah, chipmunks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's something that lives out in the desert here that's as small as a chipmunk, but looks more like a squirrel. Do you know what that's called?
Lives in the desert.
They're sandy colored. They have the same color as the sand.
Yeah.
But they have big heads, you know, not like chipmunks are all cute. Well, these are cute too, but and they have little tails.
And they're not squirrels?
Well, it might be a type of squirrel.
Squirrel.
But it's very small. Sometimes you see them on the golf course.
And not a prairie dog.
Mm-mm. Little ones, you know. Because prairie dogs are what? Prairie dogs are pretty big, right?
Yeah. No,
they're
not
that
big. No, prairie dogs, if they stand on their hind legs, I'd say they're taller than that.
Okay, so you're saying the prairie dogs are like the little things.
Yeah,
oh, okay. All right, well then, something that's bigger, what would you call that?
Well, here in the valley, they have weasels.
Would a gopher be a type of prairie dog?
A gopher is common here in the valley, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they tunnel under and so forth. You wouldn't find them out in the sand hills, though.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're going to have some water.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What about the rodents that bark when they see trouble? They're about this big ones.
Well, prairie dog barks.
What about woodchucks? Have you ever seen a woodchuck?
I probably have, but I wouldn't recognize one. It's not a common one around here.
Yeah. what about reptile that crawls around in the desert, has a shell on its back. What's that called?
Talking about a turtle?
Mm-hmm. So the ones that live on land, you call them turtles?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about water? Ones that live in the water, what do you call those?
I usually call them turtles, but...
So they're all called turtles?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but there is another name.
Well, whatever comes to your mind first is what I'm interested in, so turtle is fine. What kinds of animals would people hunt around here?
Well, deer, if we're not talking about birds, deer would probably be the most common.
Okay, what other kinds of desert animals?
There's also mountain goats and mountain sheep of various kinds.
Uh-huh.
There's even been a few African varieties that have been introduced to the Southwest. Like up on the White Sands Range and out in the Waco Mountains.
African
so
sheep or something?
Yeah.
Right. What about the other kinds of animals in the desert?
And then if you go on up into New Mexico, there are some bears. There's some bear hunting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mountain lions.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, a century ago, there was just all kinds of wild animals to hunt. And a lot of them were considered varmints that the government even paid a bounty to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wolves and coyotes, and now some of the ecologists and all are trying to reintroduce some of these varieties that are now considered endangered. A couple of generations ago, everybody was working hard to get rid of them. Because they were interfering with their raising their stall of livestock and so forth.
Mm-hmm.